Oklahomans head to the polls tomorrow to vote on medical marijuana and to vote in primaries. Residents in more than a dozen dry counties have an additional choice whether or not to approve the sale of alcoholic beverages in restaurants and bars, also known as liquor by the drink. As part of our Oklahoma Engaged project, Jacob McClellan visited a dry county and learned what's at stake for some business owners.
Roy and Barbara Linz own and run the Brandon Iron. It's the one and only bar in Laverne, Oklahoma. Population, 1,300.
This place was built back in the late 20s, early 30s, and it's been a bar since the late 30s, early 40s.
Roy tidies the bar while Barbara fires up the grill, filling the place with the smell of hamburger patties, onions, and bacon.
Well, we've got the burgers, nachos, tacos, quesadillas, a various assortment of different wraps.
Harper County in northwestern Oklahoma is one of the state's 14 dry counties. Currently, businesses in dry counties can sell beer that's 3.2% alcohol by weight. But that all changes in October. New alcohol laws approved by voters in 2016 don't distinguish between low point and regular strength beer. It'll all just be beer, so businesses in dry counties won't be able to sell it. That's bad news for the Brandon Iron and Roy Linz, who says he can't turn a profit on food alone.
I'd have to major remodel and get a lot more equipment and stuff like that. And at my age, I'm not wanting to really build on and keep going or go into that much work.
All of Oklahoma's dry counties placed items on the primary election ballot to legalize liquor by the drink. Roy Linz says Harper County voters could make or break them.
Well, basically, I will be closed come October 1 if it does not pass.
Before we go any further, we need to do one piece of housekeeping. Low Point beer is 3.2% alcohol by weight. Now, this is kind of confusing because most beer, all other beer really, is measured in percent of alcohol by volume, or ABV. So your Oklahoma 3.2 beer is actually 4% alcohol by volume.
So like all the Bud Light and Miller Light and Mick Ultra and Coors Light and Keystone Light and Busch Light that's floating around out there in the entire country is all right about 4.2 ABV.
That's Lester Jones. He's the chief economist at the National Beer Wholesalers Association.
So there's a lot of concern out there in the marketplace that, you know, getting rid of 3.2 beer is going to have, you know, people consuming absolutely more total alcohol, when it's not really that true. The bulk of the alcohol we actually consume is already low point.
Jones says low point beer makes up less than 2% of U.S. beer sales, and Oklahomans are its biggest consumer. More than half of all low point beer nationwide is sold in Oklahoma, and Oklahomans drink it up. 86% of beer consumed here is low point. There are four other states with similar laws, but half of those are phasing them out. With Oklahoma also backing out, is this the end of low point beer? Lisette Barnes with the Oklahoma Beer Alliance says maybe so.
I think the remaining four states see the writing on the wall that they're going to be looking at even more limited choices of beer than they did previously. So I think we kind of kicked that off, which they probably appreciated in some of the states.
So our first step up here on the brew stand is going to be the mash tun.
The sweet smell of grain mash lingers in every corner of Coop Ale Works Brewery in Oklahoma City. They produce three Low Point brands exclusively for convenience and grocery stores. One of them, called Spare Rib Pale Ale, accounts for about 10% of sales. Sean Mossman is Coop's Director of Marketing and Sales.
It's our number two selling brand, and that's a brand we're actually going to go ahead and continue to brew, and we're not going to change the recipe when the law changes.
Mossman plans to discontinue the other Low Point beers so the company can concentrate on its biggest seller, a full-strength IPA called F5.
F5 is such a beast in what we do. I mean, there are times that we make decisions not to brew F5, even though we know we're going to run out of it, because we want to make sure that we don't run out of Briefcase. And Briefcase is 2% of what we sell, and F5 is 65% of what we sell.
Back in dry Harper County, bar owner Roy Linz doesn't know if he'll change his business very much if liquor by the drink passes.
I'm not putting the full whiskey in. Don't plan on it. Because I'm getting a little too old to play bouncer anymore.
But customers could come in for a cold, full-strength brew.
KGOU's Jacob McClellan produced this piece for Oklahoma Engaged, an election project by NPR member stations in Oklahoma. Oklahoma's primary elections and the liquor-by-the-drink vote in dry counties will take place tomorrow. For more on political issues that matter to everyday Oklahomans, visit kgou.org and click the link for Oklahoma Engaged.